Good morning. It's 9 a.m. I'm Raoul Bro, and this is a Blues Box here on KRVS. We have blues for you for the next 4 hours. We're going to start off this morning's program with James Etta Hawkins, better known as Etta James. She was discovered by Johnny Otis back in 1954. Etta had been singing in church and ended up, by this time, was getting into R&B. She had some immediate successes and in the early 60s joined Chess Records and some of its subsidiaries and had a whole lot of hits. Here she is doing a number that was a top 40 hit for B.B. King back in 1964. Etta James here on KRVS.
I said, roll. Well, I'm going up on the mountain to face the rising sun. If I find anything good, I'm gonna bring my good man some. 'Cause I'm a hip shaking mama, and I love the Georgia Brown so slow. It takes a rocking chair to rock, rubber ball to bounce, short fat daddy to satisfy the soul. 'Cause I'm a hip-shaking mama, and I love the Georgia Brown so slow. He keeps it hid, but I got something I can find it with. 'Cause I'm a hip shaking mama, and I love the Georgia Brown so slow.
Soul Queen of New Orleans, Irma Thomas, recorded live at Slim's in San Francisco back in August of 1990. Hip Shaking Mama. And Irma was preceded by Etta James, who brought us into the first hour of the Blues Box this morning here on KRVS with her rendition of Rock Me Baby. Again, a number that's been a staple in blues for many, many years. B.B. King had a big hit with it in 1964. And it actually goes back to a 1950 recording on Imperial Records by a little son Jackson called Rockin' and Rollin'. And of course, Rockin' and Rollin' is a phrase that goes way, way back in the blues. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to a very contemporary blues man, one that was very, very significant in the blues renaissance of the 1980s. We're talking about Robert Cray. He grew up in Tacoma, Washington, and had his first album out back in 1979, but it wasn't until 1983 or so with Bad Influence, that album that really started bringing him notice, and the Showdown album in 1985, where he participated with Albert Collins, who was a big influence on Robert Cray early on, and also Johnny Copeland was on that album. And he's been having great records out ever since. Here's Robert Cray from the disc In My Soul that came out in 2000. 2014. Robert Cray here on KRVS with a number called You Move Me.
I was fine yesterday. What made you think that you could do that? Sun was shining, rained so hard, I just had to scream. I never knew a storm so rough, never knew a person so mean. Forget about you, 'cause I was fine yesterday. What made you think that you could do that? The sun was shining.
Treating me like that. time I met you, baby, you purr like a kitty cat. Now I feel them claws scratching down my back. It ain't right. There ain't no way to act. I said, you should be ashamed treating me like that. You gotta chill. I said I'd never leave you, but sometimes I think I will. It ain't right. There ain't no way to act. I said you should be ashamed treating me like that.
Stone Ingram from his disc Kingfish. It came out on Alligator Records back in 2019, and this was a splash disc for him, his first major album, and included some guests on it, Buddy Guy, also Keb Moe, produced by Tom Hambridge, who's produced a number of Grammy Award-winning discs over the years in blues. Kingfish Ingram, we'll be hearing more from him, I'm sure. There'll be more releases out on Alligator. We heard Robert Cray just before that from his disc In My Soul, and we're going to turn next year on KRVS to Sugar Ray Rayford, originally from East Texas. He was a veteran of the Marine Corps and then settled out in California. He's been a vocalist at times with the Manish Boys. We're going to turn to his album Blind Alley that came out in 2010. Sugar Ray Rayford here on KRVS with I Sing the Blues.
Yeah. I want to tell y'all a little story. Story of my life. I grew up in the backwoods, yeah. My whole life been a struggle, baby. Every day I had to take care, yeah. That is why, is why was life.
something through the light. And you love me, no, you told me a lie. I love you, baby, until the day I die. No more talking, fooling around with you. I'm gonna let you out, baby, that's what I'll have to do. Streets and I made you fine. Spent all my money on whiskey, beer, and wine. No more dogging, fooling around with you.
Roscoe Gordon on piano and vocals, recorded back in 1952. He got to number two on the R&B charts with this particular number. He was born in Memphis, raised in Florida, then back to Memphis and recording for Sam Phillips, who, of course, ended up having the Sun Studios. Roscoe Gordon, they called his style the Roscoe Rhythm. He emphasized the offbeat, as you can tell in that particular track. Before that, we heard Sugar Ray Rayford from his disc Blind Alley. Sugar Ray on vocals doing a number called I Sing the Blues. And we have blues next here on KRVS from Little Milton. He also recorded for Sam Phillips back in the 1950s. He had first recorded with pianist and vocalist Willie Love out of Jackson, Mississippi. Little Milton had a long, long career in the blues, really fine blues and soul blues singer. We're going to go back to October of 1967 and listen to Little Milton here on KRVS do a number called Let Me Down Easy.
I gave you tender love and care. Oh, baby, don't you misuse it. But now if you got somebody, oh, if you got
you got a sad way of showing it. But now if you got somebody, oh, if you got somebody else on your mind, I just want you to please let me down easy.
I live. So if you see me and you think I'm wrong, don't worry about me, just leave me alone. My sweet life ain't nothing but a thrill. I live the life of love and I love the life I live. My diamond ring and my money too, tomorrow night could belong to you. Your girls move me at they will. I live the life of love and I love the life I live. On a bet this time, 1 minute later I can't cover your dime. Tomorrow night I may be over the hill. I just want you to know, baby, the way I feel. You see me walking and I pass you by, don't worry about me, cause I could be high. Just forgive me if you will. I live the life of love and I love the life I live.
an album called Memphis Blood that came out in 2001. That was James Blood Ulmer doing a rendition of a Willie Dixon composition, one Dixon wrote for Muddy Waters, I Love the Life I Live. James Blood Ulmer, a jazz and blues guitarist. He's worked with Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers, Joe Henderson, Paul Blay, and even Ornette Coleman. James Blood Ulmer. He was preceded by Little Milton. We heard Little Milton from 1967 doing a number called Let Me Down Easy. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to Muddy Waters. We're going to turn to his first recordings. They were field recordings done on a plantation where he worked as a tractor driver. And the story is that he was told that there were a couple of men in a big car looking for him. And one story has it that he was leery of meeting them because he was selling some moonshine on the side and was afraid they were revenuers. But they got together, and the two gentlemen were John Work and Alan Lomax. They recorded him, and they played back the recordings. And Muddy Waters said once he heard how he actually sounded, he knew he could make it in the blues, and that gave him enough confidence to end up heading up to Chicago and making a big name for himself. Here he is from August of 1941, Muddy Waters with a number called, he calls, Country Blues.
Get it. Later in the evening, child, I feel like blowing my horn. I woke up this morning and find my little baby gone. Later in the evening, man, I feel like blowing my horn. Well, I woke up this morning, baby, find my little baby gone. Well, now, some folks said they worried. War blues ain't bad. That's the merest feeling, child, I most ever had. Some folks tell me, man, that you worried. War blues ain't bad. Well, that's a mere old feeling, honey, now. Well, gal, I must ever have. Well, brooks running to the ocean running into the sea. If I don't find my baby, somebody gonna bury me. Brooks running to the ocean, child. Ocean running to the sea. Well, if I don't find my baby now, well, girl, you're gonna have to bury me. Yeah, man, it seemed like hour and hour, seemed like days, seemed like my baby would stop her lowdown way. Man, it seemed like hour, child, and hour, seemed like days. Yeah, seem like my woman now. Well, gosh, she might stop a lowdown way. Well, that's the thing, man. The blind, I feel mistreated, girl, you know now, I don't mind living in more if I had a not rightly blind. Yeah, been mistreated, baby, now, baby, and I don't mind dying.
I wonder if you'd tell me, if you can remember, when it was that you made that blues, Naughty Boy.
I made that blues up in 38.
Remember the time, the year?
I made it up about the 8th of October in 38.
Do you remember where you were when you were doing your singing? And how it happened?
Sir.
No, I mean, where you were sitting and what you were thinking about?
Speaking of the puncture on the car. And I had been mistreated by a girl, and this looked like that run in my mind to sing that song.
Tell me a little of the story of it, if you don't mind. I mean, if it's not too personal. I mean, I want to know the facts and how you felt and why you felt the way you did. That's a very beautiful song.
Well, I just felt blue, and the song veiled into my mind, and it's come to me just like that song, and I started singing and went on.
Well, when you do you know, is that tune the tune for any other blues that you know?
Well, yes, there's been some blues played like that.
What tune, other blues, do you remember it runs to that same tune?
Well, this song come from the cotton field, and the boy went put the record out, Robert Johnson. He put it out walking blues.
What was the title he put it out under?
He put it out on as name of walking blues.
Uh-huh. Did you know the tune before you heard it on the record,
though? Yes, sir. I knew the tune before I heard it on the record.
Who'd you learn it from?
I learned it from Son House.
Son House, who's that?
That's a boy that took a guitar. And I don't know where
y'all.
Both
on the road since you were with the
And how old is Son House?
Oh, I'm not even Son. He's aged, but he's about 47.
Did you know Johnson yourself?
Robert Johnson, also. Uh-huh. I didn't know him.
Is House a better player than Johnson is, you think?
I think they're both about equal.
Robert Johnson with Hellhound on My Trail. He recorded that in Dallas, Texas, during his second recording session. The first one, of course, was November of 1936 in San Antonio. This one this was the first recording of that session on the 20th of June in 1937. Before that, we heard Muddy Waters. Muddy Waters recorded for the Library of Congress by Alan Lomax and John Work, a field recording done back in August of 1941. and again, one that helped launch Muddy Waters' career, because when he heard the playback of what he sounded like, he said, I think I can do it. We're going to turn next to Robert Jr. Lockwood, who was a protege of Robert Johnson. We're going to go to 1970 and listen to Lockwood, along with Louis Myers, Dave Myers, and Fred Below. This is, interestingly enough, for all the recordings Robert Jr. Lockwood had done as a sideman before this, this was, according to the liner notes, his first recording as a group leader. Robert Jr. Lockwood on the guitar and vocals here on KRVS with the Blues and Trouble.
Blues and trouble, they have been my closest friend. Blues and trouble, they have been my closest friend. And when my blues leave me, my trouble have just begun. Blues and trouble, they would walk in side by side. Blues and trouble, they are walking side by side. I had the downright blues, and I could not be satisfied. Shake my hand. Blues and trouble, they were glad to shake my hand. And you know I didn't have a dollar, and my woman had another man. I tried to be happy, I tried to keep a solid mind. I tried to be happy, I tried to keep a solid mind. Yes, but the blues and trouble, they rise me all the time. Thank you.
Shouldn't do that. That was Casey Bill Weldon on guitar and vocals, recorded back in 1937. Weldon had worked with the Memphis Jug Band in the 20s. It's said that he was married to Memphis Minnie back then, before she married Kansas Joe McCoy. A really, really fine and influential guitarist and singer. We heard Robert Jr. Lockwood just before hearing Casey Bill Weldon Lockwood from a disc called Steady Rollin' Man, recorded back in 1970. Lockwood doing a number for us called Blues and Trouble. Next here on KRVS, we're going to turn to Odetta. Odetta Holmes, one of the really great folk artists. She first started getting into it back in the early 1950s in California, in Oakland, California, San Francisco. That era recorded a whole lot of wonderful material for decades. We're going to listen to her from a 2001 release, Looking for a Home, thanks to Lead Belly. Here she is doing a number that Lead Belly popularized starting back in the 1930s. Here is Odetta with her rendition of Goodnight, Irene.
Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night. I love Irene, God knows I do. I'll love her till the seas run dry. And if Irene turn her back on sometimes I live in the country. Sometimes I live in town. Sometimes I take. And around
a lover till the seas run dry. Something or other, something or other, and die. I dream a good night. I dream good night. A good night. I'm gonna get you in my dreams.
Odetta with a very interesting rendition of Irene. Again, a number credited to Leadbelly, although it's believed, research has shown that he probably didn't write it. He may have learned it from an uncle, but he sure owned it for many, many years. He passed away. Leadbelly died in 1949, and a few months after his passing, the band The Weavers, the folk group The Weavers, who were friends of his, had a big, big hit with Irene. You're listening to The Blues Box on Public Radio for Acadiana, KRVS, broadcasting at 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, online at krvs.org. We are a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and member-supported public radio. Thanks to those of you who keep us on the air with annual contributions. If you're not a member, we hope you'll consider it. You can pledge your financial support anytime online at krvs.org. We're going to break for the news with NPR. We'll be back at 10:06 with some Taj Mahal, so keep that dial on 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles. Here's Rod Piazza and the Mighty Flyers taking us up to news time with a Little Walter composition called That's It. See you on the flip side of the news.